The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us on this little foggy, froggy Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Bob Molitor. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Tony.
Bob is our vice chair in our SCORE chapter. Randy's in Arizona doing some golfing with his son. I believe his son is getting married, and Randy's enjoying some warm weather. Our guest this morning is attorney Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is the founder of and owner of Legal Business Edge, LLC. Our show is brought to you this morning by the Fox City SCORE chapter here in Appleton, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about our chapter, the services we offer, the things that we do. But let's turn our attention to our guest this morning, Sarah DeBruin. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning.
I am so glad to be back.
You betcha.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah, and your firm, your background, and what type of law do you practice at Legal Business Edge?
Sure. I've been an attorney for over 23 years. I've practiced law in two states, the state of Ohio and Wisconsin, and I've practiced law in several different ways. My first job out of law school was with a large regional law firm, and I practiced business law, commercial law, and constitutional law, and I practiced at the federal level as well as the state level there, as I do in Wisconsin. My next stint as a lawyer was as in-house general counsel for a local manufacturing company. We grew from 5 employees to 500. Ooh. We developed a patent portfolio of almost 40 patents, which I'm very proud of. And after 10 years of being general counsel, learning everything a business owner and business executive does and deals with and has to decide, it was great experience, but I wanted to be on my own, more flexible for my children. So I founded my own law firm in 2011, and so it's my six-year anniversary just this month.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Where's your office located, and how can folks get a hold of you, Sarah?
Sure. My office is located on 2631 North Meade Street, just south of Northland Avenue. People can find me on the web at www.legalbusinessedge.com. My phone number is 920-851-7761.
And you recently had a growth development in your firm. Can you
share I have made several leaps, I would say. I started out at my home. I then went to an office downtown. I went to my current place. And just this week, I moved up across the hall. And I am so honored and humbled to be practicing law next to Thomas H. Sutter, who has been a very well-known business lawyer in Appleton for over 40 years. And I am going to be transitioning into his practice as he is transitioning into retirement and all the other activities that he enjoys.
That is really cool. Yeah. And it's a good opportunity for you to expand your practice into other areas of law.
Absolutely.
Which is estate planning?
Yes. Tom has been a great mentor of mine for a number of years, and having his assistant, too, who is a lawyer but has not chosen to be acting as a lawyer anymore. She is my legal assistant. She, as well as Tom, have been mentoring me, teaching me estate planning, which is something I did not do, and now I do. Real estate transactions, I do those, whether they're residential or commercial. And I am enjoying, at that level, dealing with people directly and helping people.
And from my perspective, I know you're very good at intellectual property law.
Sure. That was my niche when I started right. out my practice right. because I had so much experience in it. And there are not a lot of very experienced intellectual property lawyers here. And I wanted to be the intellectual property lawyer for a smaller company, a medium-sized company that does not have in-house counsel or that can't afford a lawyer in Chicago to yeah. do intellectual yeah. property work.
If you have a question for our guest this morning, Sarah DeBruin of Legal Business Edge, you can call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Give us a call if you have a question on legal issues for businesses. Sarah's here to answer your questions. Sarah, we were talking a little bit in the pre-show about how you became an entrepreneur, and you took the dive. You stepped in, you jumped in, and you took the dive. Share with us the process of putting that together. Every entrepreneur has to go through this little checklist.
Absolutely.
How did you go through that? What's your checklist?
Yes. My checklist, well, let me preface by saying that 98% of the corporate organizations filed in the state of Wisconsin each year are LLCs or limited liability companies. And the purpose of that is to shield yourself as your personal assets and just put the assets of your company at risk. That's the purpose of an LLC. And that is the form of entity that I chose to file in. And I became an LLC in January of 2011. We can talk about the process of that. An LLC is an organization that is recognized by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions as a legal entity, and it is very easy to go to that website. They have a menu for searching the name of your potential LLC if you want to form one. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has their own business maybe model, and it's easy to go onto this website and start your LLC.
I guess that brings up a point with me, Sarah, is that we at SCORE, and you're a SCORE mentor as well, and a lot of individuals come in and say, I don't need to be a company. I don't need to be a corporation. Can I just do it this way? We just don't feel that's good advice, that we want to get them into this LLC legal status from that standpoint. So
that is absolutely good advice. Many people have been operating as a sole proprietorship, and that just means it's me out there doing business, and that's the same as me individually putting my house, my car, my
exactly.
other assets at risk. That's what the limited liability company shield gives your business. It puts your assets of the business, and in my case, my assets are my computer mainly and the desk I sit at. And those assets are protected by this organizational entity.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line, Sarah. Good morning, David. Do you have a question for Sarah?
Good morning.
Do you have a question
Good morning,
for Sarah?
Tony,
yes.
Bob,
yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
I'm a frequent listener of this talk. Thank you for taking my call. Sarah, as a successful businesswoman who has obviously embraced the entrepreneurial spirit, will you discuss one or two challenges or hurdles you had to overcome in your quest? And the second question is, what resources did you reach out to for solutions?
Well, those
and
are
the third question, and I will hang up and listen. The third question is, when you decided to launch your business, was there a aha moment or a moment when the light went on and you just connected the dots?
Okay, those are all really great questions.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Every business has to overcome the hurdles, and in the initial hurdle is how to set up your organization. You file for an LLC, you get immediately an employer ID number from the IRS.gov site, and that is free. You your legal entity has to have its own EIN number, which is like a social security number. Other hurdles I have had are getting to the point where I have grown in my clientele that I have to pay as much attention to the behind the scenes taking care of my business
right.
as I do trying to practice law.
Working on your business and in your business.
Yeah, and that would be true of any
entrepreneur,
any business owner.
Yep.
That is a big hurdle. The places I've turned to, the first place I turned to was actually SCORE. Tony was my SCORE mentor, and he helped me learn accounting, cash flow. He helped me with furthering my business plan. He was a great mentor and an inspiration. So I wanted to do the same for new businesses and became a SCORE mentor, and I incorporate that in my practice. I mm-hmm. represent many new startups and small business
yep.
companies.
Yep. We do have another caller on the line.
Sure.
Sarush is on the line. Good morning, Sarush. Do you have a question for Sarah?
Yeah, hello. This is Sarush with Fox River Kayaking Company.
Yes.
We're a local entrepreneurial endeavor gearing up to support the Fox River Valley, getting everybody out in the water kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding. We're working hard to prepare our business correctly, make sure everyone's safe in regard to life vests, but also legally we're interested about liability waivers. Before we go out, we're going to have all our customers work with our iPad and sign a liability waiver. How do you go about doing that? I'm interested in hearing more from you, Sarah.
Great. Well, for the first thing I recognized was you call yourself Fox River Kayaking. If you're an LLC, you need to say Fox River Kayaking LLC in your name, on your website, on your letterhead, on your waiver forms.
Okay.
Okay?
You are an LLC, correct.
Great. Yeah. Put that on your business cards.
As well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are now Fox River Kayaking LLC officially.
Okay.
We've announced
Fox River Kayaking Company LLC.
There you go.
Yeah, we announced it on the radio, so it's happened.
Nice.
The next step, you asked about waiver forms, and that in your business activity, that is absolutely crucial. You want to make sure that the equipment you are using is in good shape. You want to make sure every time someone goes out on the water, they have a checklist that I'm talking about the guides. They have a checklist to follow, and you want to train those people. Waiver liabilities, that is something you would need to have every individual participant, customer of your business sign in order to protect yourself. Waivers say they will not hold your company responsible, your LLC responsible for anything that happens during the activities on the water.
Absolutely. Okay, that's good insight. We do have quality gear. Our guides are all experts in safety. We're excited to get our community out. Thanks for the information.
Well, as a kayaker, I'm really excited to be there.
Thanks for the call, Sarush.
Thank you, Sarush.
Thank you.
And good luck with your business. We hope that you continue to use SCORE, and we wish you the best of success. With that call, we're going to take our first break on the program. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options.
Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Oh, welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're in the studio this morning with attorney Sarah DeBruin, who is the owner of Legal Business Edge, LLC, located here in Appleton. And we're talking about basically a checklist of what do you need to do to form an LLC and maintain that status throughout the life of your business. And Sarah is sharing with us her experiences of setting up her own practice as an LLC. So it's a very interesting conversation. But before we get back to Sarah, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter who provide free and confidential mentoring assistance to entrepreneurs who want to start a business or who are in business and would like to grow their business. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have a lot of resources available to help you succeed in your business. And in order to find out more about SCORE, the Fox City SCORE chapter, you can visit our website at foxcities.score.org, or you can call the Chamber Building at 734-7101. If you go to the website, you can fill out a request for mentoring assistance, hit the send button, and probably within 24 hours, a qualified SCORE mentor with the skills you're looking for will be responding to you to set up a meeting to begin the process of helping you answer your questions. And one thing we want you to remember about SCORE, it's for the life of your business. It's not just for the one meeting. It can go on and on and on. And we have mentors who have had clients for 5-6 years. And we also have other mentors in the group who have experience. Well, they have experience in accounting, marketing, legal, banking, cash flow, HR, workflow, production, manufacturing, organization. Whatever your needs are, we probably have someone who can help you. So if you start out with a marketing question and it becomes an IT question, an information technology question, we have people who can be brought in, all free and confidential, to help you be successful in your business. So check us out, foxcities.score.org. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry. Do you have a question for Sarah?
Yes, on an LLC, I think I'm understanding this right. That protects, they can only sue the business and not the personal property of, say, like a sole proprietor, and God forbid something would happen and a person would sue them. They can only go after the business assets and not the personal?
Correct. That's the reason you have a limited liability company, because you are protecting, you have a limited liability shield that protects only your business property. So if you are sued, you're absolutely right. Your business assets are at stake, as long as you are acting like an LLC, and you are an LLC. And we can talk about how we can act like an LLC and what you need to do.
Yeah, we're going to be covering some examples of the misbehaviors that can wear down or destroy that shield for you.
Absolutely.
So if you follow those behaviors, we're going to talk about those, then you'll maintain that protection. That's a good question, Terry.
And what is the cost on setting something? Now, is it a one-time thing that you set up, or is it an ongoing fee that you have to pay? Or
that is a great question. Everybody thinks it's maybe going to be way too expensive. It's actually, to go on to WDFI and start your LLC, it's a fee of $130, which is nothing. A one-time fee, it's nothing compared to having at risk your personal assets.
Right.
And then you have to renew your LLC and file what is called an annual report. And the state will remind you by sending you a blue postcard every year. And that annual report is filed for $25 a year.
All done online.
Right.
What is that website again?
WDFI.org. It stands for the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. And that is where you go to form any type of corporate entity in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, so I could just do this online and then send in the fee in. Oh,
just have your credit card ready.
Yep. If you are going to do it online, I have just a couple things that may trip up people. If you are a sole member or a one or two member LLC, you want to be a manager run LLC. They ask you They ask you a question. Are you manager run or member run? And you are going to be member run. You're not hiring a manager to run your business. That's something people get tripped up on.
Okay. All right, great. And then I'll listen for the other stuff that I ain't supposed to.
And you also want to be the registered agent.
Yes, yes. If you're the sole member, you will be the contact, the organizer, the registered agent for your business. That means you're the person who can sign legal documents and accept service if you are sued.
Well, great. Well, I'll do that at 12 o'clock because I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Great.
Well, thanks, Jerry.
Okay,
thanks for calling in this morning.
Bye-bye.
Did you want to talk a little bit about the costs we talked about during the break?
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned that, and Terry brought that to the point. Geez, how much is this going to cost me? You know, is there going to be legal fees involved? Are we talking thousands of dollars and things like that? And we wanted to dispel that rumor that it's really not that difficult anymore. And then Sarah can probably shed some more light on once you do form your LLC, you do have to pay some attention to it and monitor on a regular basis from that standpoint. But it's very minimal from a cost standpoint. But the protection is there for your corporate.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Sure. And that was what you know, Sarush called in about. It is worth the money to go to an attorney to oversee and review and rewrite, draft a waiver form for your business.
Right.
It's worth the money.
And there are a lot of things that you can do at a no-cost obligation or minimal cost and then have an attorney like Sarah kind of do that rubber stamp. Let me just double-check everything to be sure it's right. It's well worth it.
Right. Yeah. And you have to keep an attorney involved if you're a business owner from the time you start your business as you grow your business because things change, risks change, and you need to have those certain protections in place. So with that, we're going to take our second break in the show. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night.
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase the companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. This morning we're talking with Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is the founder and the owner of Legal Business Edge, LLC, located here in Appleton. And we're talking about how do you organize an LLC and what's involved with that and how do you preserve your LLC status? What does it mean to you? So we're going to get back to Sarah in just a moment. We just want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I mentioned that we offer free and confidential mentoring to those who are interested. You can find out about that by going to foxcities.score.org. In addition to the mentoring that we do, our SCORE chapter is involved in a number of seminars that we put on throughout the year, and you can learn about those seminars, again, at foxcities.score.org. We'd just like to highlight that we have a Simple Steps program, Simple Steps for Starting Your Business, coming up beginning in March. It's a five-segment program. Wednesday morning, we meet at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe downtown Appleton. It's a general open session. And then sessions 2, 3, 4, and 5 take place Wednesday evenings, each of the following Wednesdays. And they cover topics like what sort of organization should I be? We're talking about that this morning, LLC or corporation or S-Corp or sole proprietor. We also talk about marketing your firm, social media. We do a session on accounting statements, financial statements, balance sheets, income statements, statement of cash flows, how do you budget. And then session number 5 is how do you take this information that you've prepared and go to a bank and borrow money from the bank? How do you approach the bank? How do you present yourself as a quality applicant that the bank is going to want to lend money to? So if you're interested in the program, just check it out at foxcities.score.org. It's coming up in March, and you'll be hearing more about that program on BizTalk every Saturday morning. We've been talking with Sarah DeBruin this morning about LLCs, and Sarah's been sharing with us some of the things that you need to go through in a checklist to form your LLC. If you've missed the first part of the program, we'd invite you to tune in or go to our website at www.biztalkwithscore.com. Starting probably Wednesday, this show will be archived on that website, and you can listen to the entire program if you'd like to go back and listen to the first half. We've had 3 callers this morning. We thank you for the audience participation. And if you'd like to call us with questions, our number here is 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Sarah, on the LLC, we went through the starting up, DFI, getting the number, the FEIN number at irs.gov. What are some of the behaviors that we have to follow as so that we don't lose the protection we've just secured by being an LLC?
Well, the obvious one is using the LLC in your name, but you go after you do fill out the form to form your LLC, the website generates what are called articles of organization, and those are the official documents that represent your LLC as an entity recognized by the state of Wisconsin. You take your articles of organization, you take your EIN number, and you go to a bank and open up a bank account in the LLC's name.
That's important.
Absolutely. You segregate your LLC funds versus your household income funds. If your wife has a job at another company, you don't commingle those funds with your LLC bank account. When you're LLC and incurs costs and spends money. Those are usually deductible expenses on your tax returns, but you take it out of your LLC bank account. That is an important, crucial behavior that many people, it's not obvious to.
Mm-hmm. Are there any special reporting requirements or any, like doing annual reports or behaving like a company, a limited liability company?
Well, what's so nice about an LLC is that you do not have the corporate governance burdens that you have if you are a corporation where you need a board of directors and you need quarterly meetings. And
that applies to C-Corp and S-Corp.
Right. C-Corps or S-Corps in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. LLCs, you can write in your operating agreement, or if you're a sole LLC member, you can you don't need those governance activities. You just you can address it in an operating agreement, how you're going to vote on things if you have more than one member of your LLC, but you don't need to have those obstacles or those expensive. It takes a lot to have board meetings and a board of directors.
Right. But then again, once the LLC starts making money, which we all want them to do, then I know your accountant's going to say, well, we want to file taxes as an S-corp. Now, that doesn't change the legal parameters of functioning as the LLC, but it gives the LLC the benefit of not being double taxed. Is that correct, kind of, in that standpoint?
Yeah, that's the logic behind it. An LLC is a pass-through entity, and that means that whatever you earn and pay yourself out of the LLC will be taxed on your tax return as personal income. Right. The LLC itself has a return. If you are taxed just as an LLC, which is the normal default on the WDFI website, you will be taxed at the federal level with FICA taxes, Medicare taxes, Social Security disability taxes, as well as the income tax. What the S-Corp option does, if you are an LLC, you can opt to be taxed for tax purposes only as an S-Corp. That doesn't mean you have to be an S-Corp all of a sudden. Right. You're still an LLC.
Correct.
And the benefit of that is, as Bob pointed out, once you start earning a lot of money, you become an employee of your LLC, and the S-Corp pays you. The S-Corp can pay you two ways. They can pay you as an employee, where your business takes out all of those federal taxes that I talked about, and you can pay yourself as an owner by giving yourself a draw. And that draw excludes all those FICA taxes.
That's the benefit. Right?
That is the benefit. And, you know, it's saving a little bit of money, but if you're making a lot of money, it's saving is worth it.
Right.
And FICA taxes amount to 15.3% a year, which is normally split between the employer and employee.
Right.
So when we have a job, we're only paying 7.65. But if we're a sole proprietor or an LLC, we own our own business, now we have to pay the 15.3%.
Sure.
So that can be factored in, as you just pointed out.
Yes, sure. Electing yourself as an S-Corp, you're acting as if you are just being paid as an employee.
Just want to go back and clarify one thing. In the conversation that you stated, you said that the LLC isn't taxed by itself. It's a disregarded entity by the IRS. They don't recognize it as a taxing entity.
That's correct.
The only options for the owner of the LLC to be taxed as are a sole proprietor or a sub-S-Corp.
That's correct.
And that's where they make their selection. So when you're talking about setting up an LLC, it's smart to meet with an attorney to get the organization structured and meet with an accountant and determine what's best for you to be taxed as a sub-S or an LLC, or as a sole proprietor.
Correct. Right. And if you are just taxed as an LLC, as a sole proprietor, there is a schedule you have to attach to your income returns for the LLC, and that's where you put your expenses.
I get a kick out of what we've been talking about. I'm even getting confused a little bit. So you know somebody who's starting out in business, they're going to need it's nice, it's very low cost, but you are going to need some professional assistance from an attorney and from an accountant to be sure everything is according to Hoyle.
And if you'd like to get some initial talk to somebody without incurring a fee, and somebody who's been through it and experienced with it but doesn't assume any liability for what you're going to do with that information, SCORE is a great resource.
Correct.
SCORE, a lot of our mentors, Bob, you were a business owner. I'm a business owner. Sarah's a business owner. A lot of the members of our chapter were business owners, so they've been through these things.
And one of the very costly things.
Yeah, we pay tuition because we didn't know it, right?
Exactly.
But we want to pay it forward. So business owners who are looking for help from SCORE can contact foxcities.score.org website, request a mentoring session, articulate what your need is, and you will be assigned a mentor who is skilled in that need to help answer your questions. But everyone, I think, understands that SCORE is not going to do the work for you. We're going to try to guide you, point you in the right direction, and we can give you some initial responses that still may need to be confirmed by an attorney or an accountant. But you're going in the right direction.
And I would add to that, particularly in a business like Sarush, kayaking business, you need to have insurance.
Oh, yes. Right. Every company should have insurance, because even though the customer may not sue you, they might have fallen on your icy sidewalk and then gone through a very lengthy recovery with their broken hip. Right. And their insurance company, their medical insurance company, through subrogation, can come back and name your company as a party that's responsible, whether they are or not. But it's good to have insurance in place.
And what I find out about a lot of our clients that come to SCORE is they say, well, geez, I'll talk to my insurance man. And we say, well, insurance person. We'll say, now, be sure this person is involved in business insurance,
yes,
not just auto, home,
yes,
family. You really have to find somebody in business insurance. It's not that costly, and they really know what they're doing.
See, at SCORE, we want all of our clients to sleep better at night.
Bottom line.
Don't stay up at night worrying about your business. Do I have enough money? Did I organize correctly? We want you to do it right, because we want to be there for the life of your business to help you grow your business and be successful. Sarah, before we ask the next question, I'd like to give out the phone number again. If anyone has a question for Sarah, give us a call at 281-1150. Now's a great time to get an answer to one of those questions you might have been wondering about if you're thinking of starting a business or if you're already in business. Sarah, one of the things that you experienced as you started your business, and you've got lots of experience in this area, is when someone starts their business, they want to protect that name. They want to protect that. They're developing a brand. What are some ways that they can do that? How do they accomplish that?
Well, that's a really good question. Many people they develop a logo, they have a catchy name or a catchy phrase that references your business and that advertises the services or goods of that you're selling. You can file what is called a trademark with the U.S. Patent Trademark Office. The trademark is something that brands your services or your class of goods that you sell. So a trademark is relatively inexpensive. It's $275 per international class of goods or services that you are operating in and that you want to use that name in. And it will protect your name from being taken by anybody else or confused with anybody else.
And it's a thing of value, because as a company builds its reputation, GM.
It's a brand,
Disney.
And it's an asset. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you are an inventor, you want to file a patent. And if that's important and what your company is based on, filing a patent is what you may want to do. Or you may want to protect it as a trade secret. The patenting process can get expensive. It can get up, $20,000, and the protecting of your trade secrets is hiring an attorney to write a confidentiality agreement that you use with your employees, your customers, your vendors, that has a clause in there protecting your invention or ideas, unique ideas, as a trade secret.
In intellectual property law, you often see the name of a company. It might be ABC LLC, and they might have a TM behind it, or there might be a circle R there. What is the difference between a copyright and a registered trademark and a TM?
Okay. First of all, the TM means a trademark application has been filed with the U.S. PTO. The circle R means that the trademark is registered, it's gone through the process of being examined by the trademark office, and you are given a certificate that says you have a registered trademark.
It's unique to you now.
Right. Now, mm-hmm. Copyright is very different. A copyright protects works of authorship, pieces of art. You can go and register if you have a piece of art or work of authorship, a book or whatever you write.
A spreadsheet.
Yep, spreadsheet software sometimes can be copyrighted, although now it tends to be requiring patents. You go to the copyright office. You see an attorney like me. You register a copyright. It's an automatic registration, and it costs only $45.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Bill. You have a question for Sarah?
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Bill.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Bill.
My question for Sarah is if you have a one-person LLC and it's just starting out and being taxed as an LLC, can you later elect to be taxed as an S-Corp?
Absolutely. At any time you can, but I would check with your accountant because there's a certain date in a year by which you have to make that election and have to file a 2253 form, I think it is. I may be wrong on that number, but you have to get your election in to the IRS by a certain date in order to be an S-Corp tax-wise during that year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. That was a good question.
I had one concern about what happens in Wisconsin is very good at this. people work for a company and they say, you know, I've worked for Vilibert for a few years and now I start my own business. And off they go, you become a competitor. Now we're trying to protect your company. What do you think of non-compete clauses? Are they worth it, sir? Can they be held up in the court of the law? Can you kind of protect your business, your entity, by getting your employees to sign non-competes so that they don't start spinning off on your business idea?
That's a great question. In the state of Wisconsin, and we're one of the few states, we have very broad protections for employees,
yes,
and not employers. Employees, it's public policy, and this came from the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin, that an employee has the right to earn a living. So non-competes have many factors that they're evaluated by if they're going to be enforceable by a court. And some of those are, you know, is it reasonable that there's a time period? Is the time period reasonable? Is the geographical restriction reasonable? Those are things that are evaluated by a court, but they're generally in favor of the employee. Now, what many states have is what is called the blue pencil rule, which means that you can go to a court and make arguments, and the court actually redrafts your provisions and keeps the other the provisions that, you know, may affect the employer. They could redraft that to be favorable to the employer. But Wisconsin right now is not a blue pencil state.
It's an uphill battle.
Right. And I was told if you make the non-compete very specific, very short-term, very localized, that it'll hold up in law.
That's how the law is. It's all case law driven, and that is really, you're accurate 100%. It has to be a time limit, I would say, at the most 2 years.
2 years.
I would say, you know, 18 months is safer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that will, I think, discourage, because I've seen it where companies will spin off, and a lot of companies do that. And it hurts the established business, but it also might help the economy by opening up other businesses.
Competition is the consumer's best friend.
Yeah, yes. If you're in a particular business like, you know, plastic and flexible packaging, and you're jumping from one company to the other, what the non-compete does is the new employer has to see it, and they may not want to hire you because of that.
Potential litigation issues.
Right.
With that, we're going to take our last break in the show. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're sure glad you joined us this morning. We've been talking with Sarah DeBruin, and we've been talking about LLCs and the importance of establishing one, the benefits of establishing one, maintaining it, how to protect your personal assets if you're in business. Put all your assets and the business assets into an LLC. And if you missed most of the show, you can go back to listen to the program at biztalkwithscore.com. This coming Wednesday, this show will be archived on our website, biztalkwithscore.com. And you can go back about 5 or 6 years and listen to all the previous programs if you're so inclined. We'd like to thank the sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. We could not do this show without these sponsors' support. Our SCORE chapter is very grateful, and we really appreciate the support we do receive from our sponsors. And they include the Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC. Sarah DeBruin is our guest this morning, and we thank Sarah for her sponsorship of SCORE. Ridgestone Bank, which is now called Byline Bank. They were purchased recently. They're Byline Bank, and they do a lot of SBA lending for entrepreneurs. Also want to thank Tundra Land. We want to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Palowski in Oshkosh, and his staff built biztalkwithscore.com and help us maintain that website so we can present those shows to you when you want to listen to them. And finally, we'd like to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News in Green Bay. The Business News is a biweekly periodical, and if you're in business or going into business, you really should be subscribed to it. For only $20 a year, you're going to be able to keep up with what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. And we want to thank them for promoting our program, Biz Talk, in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. We're going to wrap up our show this morning. I think we have a final question, Bob.
I think maybe not a question or comment from Sarah is that we've seen a lot of clients come in and they just want to start a business. They don't always take into consideration the necessary paperwork and legal side of it. That's not fun in business, but you've got to really stress the importance of what that is, and it's not. It's just, like I say, it's a security blanket for that business.
Sure, absolutely. That leads to how you delegate what you do behind the scenes. You're operating your business. You're doing your accounting. You're buying your supplies. You're going to the store or mailing your letters. You are doing that yourself. What you need to do at a certain point is hire employees and hire people who are as reliable, conscientious, and hardworking as you. And then the next thing I would say is you can delegate those business activities, especially once you hire employees, to an accountant who can file your taxes and advise you on what you can write off as business expenses. They can help you with QuickBooks, learning an accounting system for your business.
Budgeting next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, and you need to have the insurance guy there with you as your business grows. So he meets your insurance needs as you're expanding. So the main idea is at some point you're going to have to delegate.
And really successful delegating is predicated on good communication. I think the business owner needs to pretty much understand what they want to accomplish, be able to articulate that, and then talk to the employees and be sure they understand what the goal is. Right. Bob, you've had a lot of experience with that in your business.
Well, my weakness is I wanted to do the fun stuff, you know. somebody else will take care of that. But as long as you do delegate and you find people that want to do those delegations, right, that they enjoy that sort of business, the accounting side, the insurance side, the negotiation with vendors and things of that nature, so you can focus on it. But you cannot neglect that, especially when you're starting the business, because you have to wear all those hats.
Right. And the CPA or the accounting firm can often offer payroll taxes.
Sure.
Payroll service.
There are payroll services. Right.
Which takes a big burden off of the business owner.
And they'll pay you, take whatever state withholding federal taxes that need to come out and be paid. And, the other thing the accountant will do is tell you what quarterly taxes you need to pay as estimated taxes for the next year.
Yeah. So, Sarah, where can folks reach you? How do folks get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my website, www.legalbusinessedge.com, and I have a contact form you can fill out there. You can call me at 920-851-7761. You can come into my office at 2631 North Mead Street.
Coffee's on.
Yep, coffee's on, and I will sit and talk to you about your business ideas for free.
Final Good. Biz tip that you can offer, Sarah?
Okay, this is from a patent lawyer, an IP lawyer. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. How you leave clients feeling or customers feeling after an experience with you becomes your trademark.
Excellent.
That's very good. That's applying it, isn't it? It
applies to every business.
And when you want to go to your attorney, you want to know what your options are, right?
Absolutely.
Know your options. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning. And again, thanks for your support of BizTalk. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.